News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump begins in full Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. Only the third time in U.S. history a president faces removal from office for allegedly violating his oath. One of the first pieces of business for the Senate is a vote on Republican leader Mitch McConnell's proposed timeline for the trial. McConnell's resolution would give Democratic House impeachment managers who will act as prosecutors and Mr. Trump's legal team 24 hours each over 2 days to present their cases. The resolution says nothing about whether witnesses will be called and new evidence allowed to be introduced. Meanwhile, an associate of Rudy Giuliani, charged with funneling foreign money into U.S. political campaigns, wants Attorney General William Barr to recuse himself from the case. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
A lawyer representing Lev Parnas made the request in a federal campaign finance violation case brought by New York prosecutors. Parnas and an associate are pleading not guilty to making illegal campaign contributions to further their business and political interests, including working with Rudy Giuliani to get the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine replaced. In recent weeks, Parnas has been sharing information with congressional Democrats in the impeachment inquiry. He's suggesting Attorney General William Barr would have a conflict of interest with his case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iran has requested equipment it says it needs from U.S. and French authorities to download information from black boxes on a downed Ukrainian passenger plane, but Tehran had not yet received a positive response. Canada, Ukraine, and other nations who had citizens on the flight, in which all 176 people aboard were killed when it was accidentally shot down, have asked Iran to send the flight data and voice recorders to experts. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States will start doing more to support Venezuela's opposition leader and self-proclaimed President Juan Guaido. Pompeo and Guaido met with reporters on the sidelines of a regional counterterrorism meeting in Colombia Monday. Guaido, head of the National Assembly, declared himself Venezuelan president a year ago after ruling that President Nicolas Maduro's reelection was illegitimate. The Trump administration and about 50 other countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's true president. Secretary Pompeo.
We all know, too, that the Iranian regime's top terrorist proxy, Hezbollah, has found a home in Venezuela, under Maduro, and that this is unacceptable.
Guaido's initial momentum and popular uprising against Maduro has appeared to wane over the past year, but Guaido told reporters the fight for democracy finds alternatives, different pathways, and reinforced mechanisms. He said getting rid of Maduro is a long-term strategy. Thousands of gun rights activists, including armed militia members, rallied peacefully Monday in the capital of the southeastern U.S. state of Virginia, which neighbors Washington, D.C., in opposition to proposed gun control regulations. Despite fears that the rally could turn violent, the protests ended without any reports of incidents or arrest. Reporters at the rally say the mood was mostly festive, with demonstrators chanting USA, USA. Many in the crowd wore clothing with slogans supporting U.S. President Trump. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti was there.
Police had a strong presence here, hoping to avoid a repeat of the violence 2 years ago in Charlottesville when one woman was killed. The day was peaceful, and while the demonstrators were rallying outside, a group of students quietly met inside with Democratic legislators.
With all of the threats and all of the terribly violent rhetoric that's going on right now, our main goal is not to engage with gun extremists today. We're really here to be present in the legislature to make our voices heard.
USA! USA!
These armed activists say they will show their wrath in the next election if any gun control laws are passed. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Richmond, Virginia.
The number of people infected with a new strain of coronavirus in China tripled over the weekend. China now says that it's confirmed 291 cases of patients infected with the new coronavirus as of January 20th. There are now 270 confirmed cases in the one province, home to the central city of Wuhan, where the majority of the patients have been. The other cases have been found in Beijing, Shanghai, and the southern Guangdong. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man, my man. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors again today, so leave it open because I'm coming right in. Our first stop today is the Congo with Pamelo Munka in Aminata d'Abidjan. And right after that, Gento by Tom Jackite of Mali and Kuanda by Alik Masheso of Zimbabwe. But we take it to the top right now with Aminata d'Abidjan by Pamelo Munka of the Congo.
Changer.
se sulla moglie dalla infettazione. Poca crisi. Cura crisi sulla moglie dalla infettazione. 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 Poca crisi.
Già, con la mamma non sono mala vita ma il pianto era là.
Attentif à Paris, c'est.
By Alik Macheshu of Zimbabwe, and before that, Gento by Tom Jackity of Mali, and Aminata Davijon by Pamela Munka of Congo. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Amanda GC from Hits FM and Joy FM in Accra, Ghana. And I love listening to David Vandy on VOA because he doesn't only expose the African music, but he also entertains you with the African beat. David Vandy and VOA, thank you very much.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Dombolo by Sidiki Jabate of Sierra Leone is coming up next. And right after that, the Sukus Medley number 7 by Dali Kimoko of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then Le Johe by Yeroba Diolde of the Republic of Guinea. But first, let's do some Dombolo by Sidiki Jabate of Sierra Leone.
Dumbolo, yeah, Dumbolo. Kenny baby, Bottom baby, Kabbalah baby, Kono baby, Freedom young girl sabi jump on, jump on, jump on, Titi you sabi.
Thank you. sololo sama ma sama ma ae
Isabelle Isabelle oh Isabelle wo 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 wo
Dale ki makolo le kinga mama penda ngete agila kupata ila kupinda nampenga ngete agila kupata ila mama le bizele
Yeah.
Le Jove by Yeroba Diolde of Guinea. Before that, Sukus Medley by Dali Kimoko of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Dombolo by Sidiki Jabate of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat, and I am David Vandy. Stay tuned, I'll be back with more music.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. But if you don't have access to the internet, you can write to African Beat, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. And with that, let's get on to some of your emails. This one says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you doing today? I hope everything is rosy out there. To the focal point, David, I really love the African Beat. It has become part of my day-to-day activities. The reason is that I may want to hide it from people, but it seems it shows anytime they look into my face because I like miming them. And anytime I hear them, I feel that felicity in my cradle where life is hopeful. And to crown it all, David, African Beat is the best. I love it." This is from Justice Abubakar Swallow of Kenema, Eastern Sierra Leone. Thank you very much, Abubakar Swallow. And I'll play some beautiful tune for you just now. But let me just send this special greetings to my friend Joseph Kwashi in Cameroon, wishing you and your friends out there all the best today, and hope you have a wonderful day. But right now, let's take on to music. This is Rue Princess by Debodo of Côte d'Ivoire, and after that, A Young Mvele by Amanda Evieter and JP Kaiti of Cameroon, and Ba Ntambikidi by Tetalando of Angola. But let's go to Rue Princess right now by Debodo of Côte d'Ivoire. I love that place. It's booming.
Oh, yeah, Moudonna. Quand c'est gardé, ça pète. J'ai monté l'ambiance, tu danses sur le décalé pétou. Apprécie ma voix de miel, viens t'asseoir sur le pur crème. J'ai la classe que les filles aiment. Et mes pas sont digua, digua, bien en place pour les filles haines.
Bikini by Teta Lando of Angola. Before that, Ayong Vele by Abanda Aviator and JP Kaiti of Cameroon. And Blue Princess by Debo Do of Cote d'Ivoire. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vanney here in Washington. I want to make you happy, so stay close and don't go away. Let's take the trip now to Burundi with Edna, Sam, and Yakuba in this beautiful tune that I love so much, Kira Dodura.
Basa twaragihinye Focha di coco, mama we charachi. Kira hamagara, muse wendi mira. Kira subira, muse wendi kasha. Kira toto, dodora, kira toto, dodora, kira toto, dodora, kira toto, dodora. Kagi coco, mama we charachi. Kira hamagara, muse wendi mira. Kira subira.
With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.